It's been another long day. Don't get in my way. It's time to have a little fun. Everybody say, whoa!
Hey guys, I just haven't heard from you guys in a while. I just wanted to tell you guys that I miss you and that y'all are going to come back soon. I know life gets crazy busy and I've been praying for you guys and whatever's going on in your life right now. I just want to let you know that your Loyal fan is missing you and I'm not on social media, so I don't know if there's something special going on and that's why you aren't back yet. Miss you guys. Bye.
Okay, first of all, that caller may have COVID. Did you hear a clearer voice?
No.
She went like that when she first started out. So, first of all, if you're listening, seek medical attention. And second of all, she's off social media. Do you hear her say that?
Yeah, or don't take medical advice from a comedian.
I know all about medical stuff now because you're always like, here, take this. Like,
What'd you give me
the other day, the baby aspirin?
It was called a vitamin.
Oh, I don't want to put stuff like that in my body. Yeah, was it a vitamin or a baby aspirin?
You'll never know.
I think it was a vitamin because you didn't cut it in half, which you normally do.
You do really good at just taking whatever I give you.
That is absolutely true. That is true. I don't even ask anymore. Just, okay, let's get this. This might as well happen. I say that all the time. Like, okay, this might as well go ahead and happen.
Someone sees you now and loves you and takes care of you, and if that means forcing a few vitamins down.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting along with that person now, so I think that's great.
Taking that eighth cup of coffee out of your hand.
I am on coffee cup number 7 for the day, but it's been a writing day. But yeah, back to the caller. Thanks for that really sweet wish.
We're missed.
Yeah, and she's not on social media, so we have Amish people listening. So that is a double
disciplined,
joyful thing. Yeah. It is a. We did take a break. Like she referenced that. We did take a break. And
she asked if anything special was going on.
There was so much going on.
We've got an announcement
off
to make.
The air. We do. We are waiting.
Does anybody know what SACE means in English?
See, I know that's supposed to be funny, but I don't know what SACE means.
6.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that how we're going to tell people? Anyway, I am sitting across the table from my now glowing bride.
Because Bob got his 6th gig for 2021.
That's right. We thought it would never happen.
We thought we were past the age of being able to do that.
Of getting
anymore.
Another show. But we were able to. I took a lot of precautions, but not enough. But a phone call got through and somebody booked me. And so I have a show.
So in about 9 months.
Yep. About 9 months, I'm going to be doing a show.
We're going to see a check.
It is going to be. We're not going to see a check. We're going to see money.
We could take this forever.
Like, we really could. No, that's not the announcement. We're just messing with you guys. But we did. We took a break because honestly, and I got a lot of emails. So one, that means a lot to me that people are missing us.
I got 2. It doesn't mean a lot to me.
And one was from me. Like, hey, are we going to do this? Because we committed. Like,
I got some Instagram messages.
I emailed you and said, hey, are we going to do this? Because we committed. And you emailed back saying, yes, I'm going to stay married to you. And that's not what I was talking about.
That's about where we were with
it. I did not know. But no, life is, it got crazy. And we really honestly had to just be like, something's got to give. And it had to be the podcast, and we apologize. But you're teaching, you're tutoring, you're homeschooling one of our kids. We have a full house. I got to level 32 on Pokemon Go. So we had a lot going on in our lives. And so to come here and to record an hour plus during the day, and then for me to edit, which takes about 4 hours, because I have to edit out I already have a lot of stuff that I've edited out that people are... They don't know they're thankful, but they are. They're thankful that I spend time
we're
editing.
We're professionals. We've gotten more and more professional.
Yeah, but we did. We took a break. And then we decided we kind of caught up on everything. And, you know, I've been Uber Eats driving. Like, there really has just been a lot of stuff that is necessity in this weird 2021, which basically is 2020 still. Like, there was not a big change.
It's like a P.S.
It's a P.S.
That you didn't
want. That is so good. That is a P.S. that you don't want. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is exactly right. But then we decided, okay, we're going to do this. And a snowstorm hit Texas. And we were like, okay, this is perfect. we can do this. The kids are home. They called school
all
off.
All of them.
Because it rained a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so they immediately called school off for a week here in Texas.
I offered to walk them to school and...
You offered to walk them and then teach everybody just to get them out of our house. Because then there's more cleaning. There's more food being consumed. There's not a squirrel found around this neighborhood.
I don't.
Now that we ran out of food.
I don't mind the food. The cleaning and the togetherness, it gets a little bit much.
Yeah. And then, but
when you can't go outside, that was the bad part. It wasn't just like quarantine where it was springtime and you could send them outside to ride their bikes.
Right.
It was like frozen inside.
We were snowed in. Like, we got half an inch of snow.
No, we got about 4 inches.
Yeah. Well, once I piled it up to make a Texas snowman.
From my view in the bedroom, it looked about 4 inches.
There were times where we were outside trying to figure out how to open up the key lock to the door. And you would peek in from the bedroom, you know, in the toasty warm bedroom and look at us out there shivering, trying to figure out how to unlock the back door to get back in. But so this is what we decided. We played in the snow, the boys and I, and you, and we actually,
had a great
time. Let's back up, because we were going to record, we had decided we were going to record, I think on Tuesday, and you know how it snows overnight, and then kids jump up, and they run in, and they're like, it snowed, we got to get up, we got to go build a snowman, we got to build, like, it. You did that.
I did that.
I woke up about, 6:30.
I was so mad you didn't wake me up.
And you were like shaking me, like you already had your mittens on, which I was grateful for, because when you started slapping me awake, it cushioned the blow. And you were like, we gotta go out. And so we all went out and we played forever. So that was the day we were gonna podcast, but we didn't. And we were like, you know what? It's Tuesday. We can podcast Wednesday and I can stay up late Wednesday night and edit and all that. And so we woke up Wednesday morning to podcast. And what happened?
There was no electricity.
No power. Speaking of Amish, so we had no electricity for about, 28 hours?
Yeah, it was a little bit.
No heat, no anything.
Like, we were worried about the food in the fridge. We actually got pretty resourceful, didn't we?
Yo,
I'm so glad that you've never thrown an ice chest away since 1975, because we had enough ice chest to empty our fridge and freezer and put it outside. It was 12 degrees, so
yeah, and
it was
so
safer out there.
We put everything in ice chest. And see, there's an old cartoon where there's a guy and he's ejecting shells from a double barrel shotgun in an office, and there's a huge charging, I think it's a rhino or an elephant. No, it's an elephant, angry elephant. And the elephant has obviously been shot, but it was charging toward. And the cartoon is, all right, everybody made fun of me for years for bringing this elephant gun to work, but it finally paid off. And the joke is, like, it's obviously, it's such a weird happenstance that an elephant happened to be charging in an office.
Right.
I feel that way because I pick up ice chests on the side of the road, or I acquire them on trash pickup day if people are throwing them away. And
bless it.
It finally came in handy. We saved all our deer meat, all our feral hog meat. We saved all our milk, everything. Like,
everything.
Everything.
Fine.
We were able to put it outside and save that, which is great because we did not need to have to replace all that.
Nope.
But we didn't have power. And then our power finally came on. And I'm going to give a shout out to my lovely wife who kept hounding the power company, even driving down there.
Not
and
true.
Throwing snowballs.
No,
at
not
poor
true.
Poor Jim, who probably doesn't listen to us anymore. He got our power turned back on, but then we didn't have internet. We didn't have internet with four boys at home for two. What?
Well, your boys vacated quickly.
Yeah.
They realized we weren't going to get internet back.
Yeah. But they stayed.
But I think it was about 3 days.
We had 3 days with four boys off and on.
Let's go ahead and say five. Can we put you in that category? Because you were turning around like a chicken with his head cut off. Like, internet.
That's like my fans.
My Facebook.
They need to know what I'm doing.
My Cameo.
Yeah.
My YouTube.
I did have a Cameo.
There's people.
Somebody did hire me for his wife's birthday, which was in 2 days.
To dance?
And I'm looking at it. What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Hired you for his wife's birthday.
I've been doing some clogging.
Oh.
I don't know if you... Hey, I'm doing everything I can to keep the lights on, babe. Mm-hmm. And that was another thing. When the lights went off, I was like, oh.
You're doing an impression.
That's a full day that we don't have to pay for the electricity.
An impression of a comedian.
I was actually, nice callback. But no, Cameo.
Yeah, that's true. We did save on our light bill.
We saved a lot on light bill, everything. And water, because we'd bring... And I shoveled a bunch of snow into the pool, so we didn't have, we won't have to fill the pool up for a while.
Y'all.
I was resourceful.
He's not joking.
Yeah, but I did have a Cameo. Cameo is where it's a website where you can hire people to make videos for special occasions.
We'll do a little blurb at the end, yeah. So y'all stay tuned for
but
that.
But I had a Cameo where I was supposed to do one for a lady's birthday, and it was cutting close. Like, as soon as the power came on, I was set and ready. Mm-hmm. Like, I had it set up, and I was like, all right, Lindsay, happy birthday. You know, and I did a whole shtick and stuff that I kind of wrote personal for her and was able to get that sent out in time because it's TikTok,
and the clogging
baby.
Routine.
TikTok, yeah, a little clogging. But you know what? We talked about, like, oh, there's no internet. There's no anything. And so we got board games out, and we were like, well, this is going to be a time for our kids. We're a blended family. This is going to be a time for our kids to actually – interact. And honestly, I mean,
you know what they chose to do, though? Do you remember what they chose to do most of the time?
Right, but back me up first.
Drive out to the park in 20 degree weather and played basketball.
And played basketball. I mean, can't believe they did that. They drove.
No, you did that too.
I
did it too.
You are so out of practice on this podcast. Can you just run with this with me?
I'm sorry.
That I can't believe they did that. No, we did. We drove and played basketball because nobody was up at the park playing.
Yeah, because you had to be a goon to get out in 10 degree weather with 20 mile north wind and a basketball.
This goon was raining the threes in all day
long. We were
literally
shooting and then running with our hands in our coat pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, because you went up there for a little while.
Okay, toss it to me, but you wouldn't even put your hands out until the ball was coming your way.
Yeah. At one point, I thought, I'm just going to dribble with my face because I can't feel it anyway. And I can keep my fingers nice and toasty. But we did, and we played Telestrations, not a sponsor. We played a lot of games and stuff. And you know what we found out without internet?
Bob's competitive.
Our boys hate each other. They do. They really hate
each
other.
That's not true at all. They actually got along just fine.
They got along so well, and so it was kind of nice. And so I am suggesting, we're not going to do this, but other parents should have a power outage, you know, once a month just to force people out. I know sometimes when you get frustrated.
Oh, I would totally do it.
Some of the funniest times I've laughed is you'll get frustrated at the boys, and you'll just go in and just unplug the internet. And then we'll wait like 20 seconds and you hear, and it's all the kids running downstairs to figure out what's going on while the internet is out.
That's how we have a family dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Yeah. Shut
There's
that off.
Roast, potatoes, carrots, and a router on the dining room table.
Yeah. Anyway, we took a break because life was hectic, but then we also really did have plans to start back up, and then a snowstorm hit. And I was really worried when you said, let's podcast today. I was like, if God sends locusts after the snowstorm, I'm going to know that we probably should be done. But anyway, welcome back, my lovely and talented co-host.
Welcome to Hook, Line, and Smiley.
Yeah,
I'm Sarah Smiley.
And I am Bob Smiley. And we are both fans of who?
Mac Powell and the Family Reunion.
Oh, yeah. Love that guy.
Yeah. Who does our intro music for us, Mac Powell and the Family Reunion.
Woo!
And he's starting to do shows. He sends me a text every once in a while to brag.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look what happens when you have talent. Like,
look what happens when you live in Nashville.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not giving him a shout out now that I think about it. He's been taunting me too much. But he did give us not only a great theme music to start our show, but he also gave us inspiration for our woo moment of the week. But it has been a while, so let's go woo moment of the year.
Month?
2021. Because I think we've only done one podcast this year.
Is that true?
Started back, I think we did one podcast, and it was one of our best, but...
You always say that, though.
Isn't that what you wrote in the script right here? You said,
I would never script you. I would never attempt to script you. That's like, I don't know.
Can you imagine what a script would look like?
I was going to say putting masking tape around an alligator's mouth, but they actually can't open their mouth with masking tape. Because they have far less muscles to open than close.
And so they're like, could you come over here, please? They're talking to mice. Oh, could you come over here? I want to whisper something to you. Now just crawl in.
Bring him back.
You know what is the problem? Speaking of the snowstorm?
Yeah, I do.
What is the problem?
Your ADHD
you don't know this.
Meds ran out.
I learned this on Smiley Minute. I do the Smiley Minute every single day, mm-hmm. 1 minute of news. And one of the big problems...
News is a stretch.
They call them popsicle alligators. And it's a problem in Oklahoma. Ponds and lakes are frozen over. And so there's these alligator snouts just sticking out of the water. And then, you know, the lake is frozen completely over, but the alligators have just left their snouts out. And so they're just out. And they're frozen. So you could walk up and just tap them, and the alligators can't really do anything.
So what's the tooth? What did you say? Popsicle stick?
They call them popsicle alligators because their snouts are sticking out.
Oh, popsicle alligators. Okay, yeah.
You know somebody's played horseshoes.
Somebody's going to Google that right now.
I found it on, and it was a factual website. It was Fox News or something like that. So
you're in trouble.
But how great would it be to play play horseshoes? Alligators like, I'm an 8-foot alligator and this is what my life has come to. Why did I go to Oklahoma? But that, yeah, that was a news thing. What were
why
we talking
did I
about?
Go to Oklahoma?
You know, alligators are saying that right now, stuck in frozen pond going, somebody keeps thumping me on the nose. Is this really what I wanted? Should have stayed in Louisiana. But yeah, woo moments. Huh? Who's staying on topic?
Well, we had a great Valentine's Day. Originally, we had Valentine's plans. You were going to be working out of town, and I was going to be camping with our youngest, because we both enjoy that. And
you're taking Mason.
To my credit, though, I didn't cancel until there was snow and a 10-degree high.
Again,
predicted.
I'm going to brag on you. My wife was even up for going in 20-degree weather with snow. Mm-hmm. And this is tent camping. This is not like...
Right.
And,
it's the real deal.
But we have an 11-year-old son who is very particular about everything. And so he would not have done well. I don't think
he
would have done well.
Actually, I think we did. We did okay. I think he would have done okay. It just... There's no, you can't recover from that. Like when there's no place to warm up, we literally would have, like, we didn't have equipment for that. So built by God equipment or bought equipment. We didn't have that. So yeah, it would have been a short trip.
Yeah.
It would have been a real short trip.
And so you canceled the camping trip, which then freed up the whole weekend for, which was Valentine's Day weekend.
And your show's canceled, which...
And my show's
Free.
Canceled.
Valentine's weekend.
Which then left me with a, oh, good. I can find plans and restaurants.
Actually,
to go
you
to.
Did. You did. So sweet.
Like, I jumped on it.
You
gotta
did.
Admit.
You're going to play the goofy husband, but you, as I think the same day your show canceled, you called and made reservations, unbeknownst to me.
Yeah.
And
at a restaurant that you really like.
And it was before the super duper cold was predicted. So we kind of got in before things were frozen.
Yeah. And so we had reservations. So we did end up having a great date night on Valentine's Day. But here's the best part of it. So we had all the boys. And so we left for like 2.5 hours. And we came back. And I was like, hey, guys, we're back. And they were all playing games. And they were like, did you leave? Like they had
they
no
thought the pizza
clue.
Magically appeared.
Yeah, they had no clue. So they're at that age now where we can just leave and they have no clue that we're gone or anything. So that kind of frees us up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we didn't have
power. Where
do
you want to go this weekend?
But we had so much fun. That was kind of my woo moment was we played. Immediately, our two older boys wanted to build snowmen. This is why we'll never do a video podcast. Mm-hmm. Because when my wife gets bored, she makes gestures. Mm-hmm. But we made snowmen, and I was Tom Petty for Halloween like 3 years ago, and so I had this top hat, and so we had this perfect top hat for a snowman, and Trent and I were watching, and we picked up a second, like another kid, so we had five.
Well, he came over to spend the night, remember, and kind of got frozen in with us.
Oh, yeah, which is weird because he lived next door, but he said he had really slippy shoes, so he couldn't chance it.
Yeah.
So he was outside, and he and Xander built a snowman, and they were bragging about how good the snowman was, and so Trent and I went out, and we built a snowman, and we have a stormtrooper helmet, and from his, it belongs to Trent. It's Trent's.
Sure it is. And you can see it in all the smiley minutes.
He keeps it in my office.
Does
because,
he?
Yeah, his closet's really, you know, junked up. But we put the snowman helmet, and it looked so super cool.
And then Nerf guns in their hands.
And it was, we had the snowman holding Nerf guns, so it looked like it was protecting our house.
We had people driving by. It got around the neighborhood.
That was one of my woo moments.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. I was out there checking on it and adding to it, and this guy, and I'd taken the helmet in because it was raining. And this guy pulled by, and he was like, "Where's the snowman? Where's the?" Or he called it the stormtrooper man. Where's the stormtrooper man? And I was like, oh, I took his helmet in, but I'll bring it back out. It's starting to rain. And he was like, oh, man, I drove by to take a photo of it. And it reminded me back of my single days with the boys, mm-hmm. because people would drive by to see things that we were doing.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, because we would
I have no doubt about
be
that.
Up on the roof and, mm-hmm. you know, be trying to throw footballs into sometimes passing cars, but mm-hmm. mostly trash cans and stuff like that. But people would always drive by to see what we were up to. And so that was kind of cool. That was so we had a blast in the midst of what could have been, you know, a bad time. What was the other woo moments I was going to talk about? Oh, we did get a donation. Those have been, you know,
phenomenal.
Few and far between. But a guy named Brandon, I'm not going to say his last name because I can't pronounce it. I totally would, except it's
Smith.
This weird. That's what it is. I thought it was Smythe.
Smeeth.
Anyway, Brandon's Mr. Smeeth donated to us. And again, it was, I think, right as the snowstorm hit. So it was kind of a blessing. But yeah. And somebody brought us a bowl of chili.
Yes.
Which, like, we try to be the couple that helps others. And so it's rare that we're like, oh, we didn't even think about what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody called up and was like, hey, we've got, you know, extra bowl of chili and stuff. And so can we bring it by for you and the boys? And they did. And I just thought that was like the sweetest.
It was very kind.
Coolest thing. So and we've had a lot of woo moments. As you put your foot up on the table, that reminds me, do you have any poo moments?
What?
I don't know what
kind
of segue that was. I just saw you put your foot up there.
I thought you were going to compliment my toenail polish. And that was your woo moment.
Guys, her toenails look so good. She has put, what would you call it, white out? What is
it's
that?
It's just white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her toes are white, so her toes couldn't work for Coca-Cola. if you follow that whole story.
This
crazy thing.
They but, could. We just have to be quiet.
Yeah. You just
quiet
yeah,
toes.
You need to be less toe-ish is what Coca-Cola is telling people you to work here. But yeah, what about poo moments?
Poo moments. Well, in light of the freeze, I guess, I don't know if we've been really vocal about this, but I have a strong passion for flower beds and growing things and I have really special vines that I transplanted from my parents' house in Galveston that's no longer my parents' house. And so it was like my...
The last remaining memory from...
It's seriously...
Your childhood. And
it was like a week of just trying to keep those babies alive. So I'm hoping... Everything froze, of course, above ground. But I'm hoping that we can breathe some life back into the flower bed soon. So that was definitely a poo moment. Everything just looks so depressing to me. I don't like dead things. So to look
but
out,
enough
like,
about your past marriage.
All of our beautiful plants are brown, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's sad.
We're in the living room. We're not in our podcast studio, aka bedroom. We're actually out because it is beautiful outside right now.
It is.
But things did die. We did rush around and try to figure out how to weatherize. That's kind of my poo moment. So maybe we can do this together. Because
yeah, sure.
It's kind of the same thing. I realize there's always these moments where I realize like, oh, I don't have adult knowledge in certain categories. And that's one of them because you
but
were
then
like,
I help you fold your undies and put them away. And
you
we
do?
We do fine.
And they match, you know, you just that's why I love Granimals. You just match tags and it's so much easier nowadays. So but
anywho,
you were like, we need to put stuff. So I'm out there putting sheets over plants and all that. And I honestly had this thought. I was like, plants don't produce heat, so covering them up to keep them warm so they don't die, like, how does that...
Well, it's the frost.
Well,
so
I know that
now, freeze,
but I'm trying to tell the listeners that that's how uninformed I was.
Oh, okay.
I honestly would drive
by... I thought you were still uninformed.
No, I would see edit at 38 minutes. I would drive by and see blankets and stuff over people's shrubbery, and, you know, I would think, first of all, you know, I hope somebody brings me a shrubbery. But I would think, I guess that keeps heat in. I don't know what they're doing whenever it gets cold. They put that stuff out there. But now I know it keeps the frost off, and then it keeps the wetness from freezing and then killing the plants, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah. So we batten down the hatches and put all sorts of stuff around here. And
well,
we have,
because, to be fair to you, we don't deal with a lot of cold. We may have a hard freeze once or twice a year for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's not anything super extensive that we're having to navigate. So this was totally new ground that we were covering. Yeah. Don't you feel like?
Yeah, but I had no knowledge. Like, I was like, what do I do with the pipes? That's why it was great because, you know, like, you called your dad and was like, but then he went way over my head immediately. You got to take the flange and release the valve pipe and then, you know, take the fabricated half-inch pipe and put it over this gasket and then use some ball bearings to tap it down. And
no,
you know, like, I didn't know any of what he was talking about. And I was like, I'm just going to put my blankie over the pool
equipment.
I'm going
to watch Sarah. I'll just do the tightening at the very end.
But
we did find out, like, we YouTubed about the sprinkler system, remember?
Yeah, but then we
decided
didn't
not
do
to
anything.
Do it.
You spent so much time looking all this stuff up, and then I was like, yeah,
like, no,
we're not
going
to be able to do that. We don't know how to do that. I don't have a...
You said we're not going to do it, and I'm like, well...
I don't have the... Okay. What's the moon wrench? The...
Crescent wrench?
Crescent wrench. Yeah, I don't have... I don't... We didn't have all that stuff. And so...
We do!
We do?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well...
Next time.
Yeah. Well this podcast has been educational for one of us.
Can we just say that God was very gracious to us in our lack of preparation because there were so many people, including my family, that had extensive damage due to burst pipes. And
that's what I was going to ask you. If we could say, like, God blessed us because people in our neighborhood, I'm looking at two houses right now that had pipes burst or pool equipment burst. My brother didn't have power for 3 or 4 days and his entire pool froze over, pipe damage. Your brother's house is
destroyed. Yeah.
And then a lot of people in the neighborhood, everybody would get out and start walking whenever things started thawing. It was like, what broke on your house? What broke on you? And I was like, we had a lawn chair knock over, you know, because like we were really very blessed. And in a time where we don't have extra money that we can be like, oh yeah, let's redo our pool equipment or anything. And so whatever we did actually got us through, you know, and I put some salt in the pool. So, because I heard that salt water doesn't freeze. So I think that helped. And
good job, baby.
That was my contribution besides putting my blankie over the pool equipment. But yeah, so we made it through. Poo moments? Is that what we're...
Yeah, we were talking about poo moments.
So anyway, that's it. I didn't know. I just don't know everything right now. Give me a week. And then I keep having shows book and then cancel. And so that's like really annoying. It's like asking a, you know, really pretty girl out and she's like, yeah. And you're like, really? And they're like, yeah. And then they get close to the date and call up and it's like, yeah, you know what? I got something came up. And
I kind of do that to you all the time.
You do that. You're the pretty girl I'm talking about.
I don't like
I didn't
plans.
Want to name your name.
I don't like plans.
She will. Okay. Since she brought it up, I'll share this. She will make a lunch date with me and I get super excited. And then we get close to the lunch date and she's like, you know, we don't need to spend the money. Like we have things to do. We'll just cancel it. And I'm like, and you'll call me because you'll be out tutoring or doing something and you'll call me and cancel. And I'm in the bathroom, like fixing my cufflinks on my tux jacket and
Atlanta.
You know, be all excited and you'll be like, and just be like,
you're on
okay.
The treadmill at the gym, let's be honest.
I leave time to shower before.
You might get a coat of deodorant on.
Yeah, it's been a crazy ride. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're back. We're committed to putting out at least one more podcast
a month.
But yeah, we have to pay for storage every month.
I do.
And so
we got plenty of storage. We're gonna be fine.
So I'm gonna go back and start putting out old stuff if we don't keep doing it. But we are committed to putting out something now every week.
I didn't
you're
say
the,
that.
You're the
you're
confidence in my
that.
Voice. But no, we're really trying, guys. But anyway, we do want to do some plugs though, so we feel like this podcast is actually doing something. I am on Cameo, so if
you're gonna cut that because that sounds so depressing.
Oh,
like you got to keep the energy up. Like you can't say. So I feel like this podcast is doing something. You know what I mean? That sounds pitiful.
Okay. And speaking of shows canceling, one thing that won't cancel is my Cameo appearances. So if you're having a special occasion and you would like a Bob Smiley video that's upbeat and always positive.
Or a Sarah Smiley video that keeps it real.
Nobody's going to want a real Sarah Smiley video.
Happy 39th birthday. You're actually halfway dead.
See, or if you want some chuckles and a positive message, then you can book me. I did have two Cameo videos where people did request that you say something. And they were like, one guy was getting engaged, like he was proposing.
Yeah.
And he wanted you to be on there. And I was like, no, because she hadn't said yes yet. And so he was going to play it for as he's proposing. And mm-hmm. so I was like, no. Because
what's that?
You would give a list.
Ooh, run away.
Yeah.
I'll just start singing.
Cameo, yeah. If you guys are looking for kind of a special gift for somebody, then you can hire me to do a Cameo video. And another new thing that I'm doing, what?
I actually was playing around on the website today, uh-huh. looking at Cameo, at all the people you could hear from.
Yeah.
And you can actually pick a category. So you can say, like, I want you to roast somebody. So it doesn't have to be an occasion. It can be just,
it can be
for,
anything.
Just for fun.
I had
which
one
I'd
guy,
be really good at the roasting part.
Yeah, you would.
And then you could be sweet at the end.
I always thought that it would be a good thing to get a Cameo to tell your neighbors something like, hey, everybody loves loud music except for your neighborhood. So maybe turn it down a bit. This is Bob Smiley telling you, quit being a jerk. Like, I think that would be
pretty
a great
good.
Way to just email mm-hmm. your neighbors a Cameo.
Or we could make breakup videos.
Oh.
Like, Johnny really loves your eyes, and he's enjoyed spending the last 6 months of all of his hard-earned money on dates with you, but he just really doesn't see a future.
Yeah.
So.
He loves how your eyes see, but you know what he can't see is a future with those eyes.
We could come up with so many good breakup lines.
Yeah. Get you and your four best girls and stand in a line, and everybody take one step forward who is still dating Johnny. Oh, not so fast there, Trish, because you have been dumped. Don't forget to listen to Hook, Line, and Smiley every Thursday. We could totally do that. It'd be so much fun. Anyway, we're available. What am I doing? You've talked me into putting you into.
Mm-hmm.
I'm available on Cameo. And another reason why we haven't been able to podcast is because, like, I realize with me not out doing shows, like, I've
You're
got
a jerk.
Hello? Hello? Edit at 1 hour and 42 minutes. No, I realize that.
Bob realizes that when he doesn't work, he gets a little aggressive.
I get a little aggressive. I was talking to a guy who actually was thinking about, like, doing shows, because that's what I'm getting now, is a lot of people like, hey, what would it cost? And what they really want to know is how much have you discounted mm-hmm. your show now? So they're kind of dangling shows in front of me, not
committing.
And
I'm telling Bob, none.
Yeah.
None.
No, that was the thing. Somebody actually said this, and I appreciate it. And somebody listens to podcasts, and they're like, hey, I'm thinking about bringing you into town to do a show, but can I talk to Sarah? Because I feel like I'll get a better discount, because I'm sure she's ready for you to get out of the house.
Oh, that's true.
And I thought...
That's almost true, but they don't know the shrewd
businesswoman
that
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
You don't. Like, we can take 2 full-price shows or 4 cheap shows. So you do the math. Mm.
That is a strong conversation that we have all the time, because mm-hmm. people are just trying to be like, hey, could you come to Wisconsin for $200 and you can sell your tapes? And you're like,
I'll give
you
some beef jerky.
Yeah, yeah. We'll give you a bag of cheese curds and a smile.
Hey, cheese curds are good.
Yeah, you just all of a sudden... Mm-hmm. Kind of changed your outlook on that.
Yeah, those are good. But not for you to leave.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But people are always like, you can sell your tapes. And Sarah's like, I'll tell you where you can put your tapes. I'm like, okay. All right. You're not going to talk to people. But, so I needed a bigger presence on social media, mm-hmm. like daily. So I started doing, because I used to dabble in the Smiley Minute like once a week. But I'm now like committed. And I've been doing this for like 4 weeks now. Mm-hmm. Every single weekday, I do 1 minute of news and jokes that go along with that.
So if you've been hanging out a while pre-podcast,
yeah,
but post-Sarah, you started doing the Smiley Minutes. You kind of revved those back up when we started dating, I feel like.
Yeah.
But they were never a minute. They were always
were just,
and
yeah.
they were very well produced, but like really intense. Like, we'd be out at the beach, or we'd do all these different shots, put them together, all that kind of stuff, have the kids do stuff.
Yeah.
So these Smiley Minutes, I like them because they don't take a whole lot out of you. Like, you write them the night before, you get up in the morning and record them and put it out there, and it's not something that's like super creatively vexing for you.
It's
and
not
yet,
taking hours and hours,
right? And yet you get some little digs in, and
yeah,
you really do hit on some of the recent news, and it keeps me up to date because I don't ever know what's going on. So,
and I just joined, and I'm probably gonna get some hate mail about this, but I just joined TikTok, and because I found out that if you have 10,000 followers, mm-hmm. then you start getting paid for your videos.
Mm.
And I started, and I'm like, I've had 2 videos hit really mm-hmm. big, and one of them was just a smiley minute. It was the one about Coca-Cola telling their employees to be less white, and it hit big. And so I've got like 3,500 followers.
What's your username?
It's Bob Smiley Comic, which is the same as Instagram.
Okay.
And I was a little hesitant to get on TikTok because I'd heard really bad things, but I noticed a lot of my friends were on there, and I was like, well, I've got content. And so,
question.
Yes.
Were these friends under the age of 30?
Yes. Yes. Well,
I do feel like it's a younger generation.
One of them
thing.
I don't know. If
do they look like they're under 30?
He has a mustache now, so he looks like he's under 60 right now with a mustache. But he's on TikTok, and then, yeah, some of the younger comics and stuff are on there. But here are the two videos. The Coca-Cola Smiley Minute mm-hmm. blew up. And then I put a comedy bit, and it's a bit about internet dating as a Christian. And I talk about how I got really tired of women saying that they're Christian. And the bit is, there's women on videos going, and they're putting on lipstick, and they're shaking themselves, and they're like, I just want a good Christian man who will take me to church. And then I turn around on stage.
Yes, you do.
And I shake what God gave me. And listeners, he gave me a plenty.
No.
He gave me a plop.
It's
he gave me, take two pieces of Play-Doh and wad them up in tiny
It's like popping a bag of popcorn and getting it out of the microwave and only finding three unpopped kernels. It's like you were all the bag is all puffy. You're ready to get excited.
So I turn around
tinkle,
and I
tinkle,
go,
tinkle, tinkle.
So I go, yeah, God did not bless me. No. The Heine fairy did not visit my.
He brought you a blessing via Galveston Island, though.
Yes. Yes. So together we have an average size badonkadonk.
That's
we
true.
Average out.
I'm not even offended.
I know. You're proud.
I'm owning it.
Yeah. Because God made us all different shapes and sizes and widths.
He fell asleep on making my behind and he fell asleep on your ears.
Oh, is that what we're going to do now? On the video,
you know,
and it's
ears.
A video I did at Liberty University because I was talking to college kids, and mm-hmm. I really am passionate about that message because I when I was dating, I really would get these videos and stuff of women saying they were Christian, and it was all like in bikinis and
yeah,
I don't know how to say it without getting too graphic because we do have 12-year-olds listening, which by the way, I think they're 13 now. I think they're 13, but. So I put that video on TikTok, and in a day and a half, it had like 12,000 views. And I even said, I'm probably going to offend some TikTokers because TikTok started out being a real, kind of seedy mm-hmm. site. And I think they're trying to clean it up because people are getting their videos like taken off and banned and stuff. But it sparked a huge conversation where people are talking about like, what is edifying to the eyes and what is important to, to guard your heart and eyes. Like people need to realize what they put out there. They're causing people to stumble. Yeah. You're getting a ton of likes. Yeah. You're getting but what is really the end result of it? And is it good? Is it edifying? And a lot of people, it's not a Christian site. So
no,
but I was even impressed with some of the comments I got were, I totally disagree with this, but I see that it's really funny. And, so it's some women on there were like, they totally disagree with me, but they enjoy the bit.
So I'm not alone.
You're not alone. Yes, yes. There are a couple other women out there that disagree with me. Not as much as you do, but.
Yeah, yeah.
So why did we end up talking about that? Oh, because I'm trying to stay more up on social media because.
Your smiley minutes.
I do smiley minutes every single weekday. So usually about 8. I try to post them around 8:30. Sometimes somebody distracts me, like this morning, and I didn't end up posting until like 11.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I think that actually goes into our little podcast break because.
Because somebody woke up hankering for a sandwich.
No. Can I make a point real quick
before you
go to the depths with it?
Yeah.
Because we do, everybody does. Everybody has a bunch of stuff going on in their lives. And you may not have a podcast, but you may have something that takes up a lot of your time. And the benefit is not outweighing the drain. And mm-hmm. so I think for us, we have a lot going on with the kids and your job and jobs and my jobs and all that kind of stuff. And we did have to just take a step back and go like, what's most important? And And the fans don't always see, like, of course, all the daily ins and outs. They just hear us interact on here. And so we do have some tough days. We have some fun days. We have some wild and crazy days. But sometimes we do have to take a step back from things that we can say no to and just choose each other again and get back on track.
Yeah, you know what was great, though? And this is a shout-out to our listeners. Every listener that DM'd me, like, where's the podcast this week? Where's by? I just was frank with them. I was like, man, we have a senior getting ready to graduate. We've got this whole blended family. We've got so much going on. I don't have a normal job now that I'm used to. And so I'm having to get creative on different ways to make my money for the family and also try to get jobs. I have now applied. I can't believe. Can we talk about it? I tried to become a substitute teacher, and I have my degree, and I'm certified in Texas, and I can't get anybody to email me back. And I filled out all the paperwork, and I can't.
And we drive by our schools with the marquees that say, we need bus drivers, we need substitutes.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm right here, and I volunteer up at school. So I'm already going up there, so how about just cut me a little check? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot going on, and whenever I'd explain that to people, I didn't get one negative feedback. Everybody was like, oh, we're praying for you guys. Like, we totally understand. We just wanted you to know that we missed you and all that. So you guys were just super sweet. And
it was awesome.
Yeah. So to wrap up.
We didn't even get to our topic.
Oh. Anyway, all that to say is life does get hectic and stuff like that. And we kind of stumbled on, and I think this is what you wanted to talk about is our topic, right?
Yes.
Is we talk about, like, we love each other. We absolutely love each other. Are in love with each other. And we think that shows not only podcasting and not when we're podcasting. We try to do thoughtful things for each other all the time. But we were talking and I was like, you know, sometimes I know you love me, but sometimes you just don't like me. And I thought you would say, no, that's not true. But you were like, oh, yes. And here's some examples.
No, I didn't say examples.
You went into this long. So that is a good, I think a good topic to talk about is like, for married couples or people dating, is that what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think we're a married couple, so I think that's what we can
twice.
That's what we can speak to first. I actually was at ladies' Bible study last night and said, because I always feel like I have to do a little like mini intro, you know, to like calibrate the group to what I'm about to say.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, I'm a mom of five boys. We're a blended family. We're in our second marriage, but when I said on our second marriage, I was like, that sounds like it's leading into a third. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I said that, so I was like, so my name is Sarah, you know, we're blended family, blah, 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 and we're on our final marriage. It happens to be our second one.
Oh, that's what you said?
Yeah, because I thought, second marriage just sounds like I'm waiting for the third one to show up.
Yeah. This is my second marriage that I know of.
With all the facts that I have now,
yeah.
Bob and I are on our second marriage. No, we did. We have had a lot of together time. And we have had a lot of almost like petri dish, if you're familiar with that scientific thing, where we're just together and some things have come out of it that we mentioned earlier that are good about all this togetherness. But some yucky stuff has come to the surface. And I think that, yeah, like you mentioned, one of those things is we do love each other. We're committed to this and what we're doing. But just our daily interactions and our daily routines weren't really communicative of liking each other. I feel like we had gotten to very much like a tolerance phase. What do you think?
Yeah, because it was a lot easier, especially with all the boys home, that it was way easier if we disagreed on something and I'm really guilty of this, of then just shutting down and just be like, okay, well, I'll just make sure I take care of all the stuff that I need to take care of, you know, clean or whatever, and, you know, vacuum or, I'm not saying just me, I'm saying like we would do our normal.
I wish you got mad and clean.
I do get mad and clean. You know that. We've actually had, if we want to be real.
You do the kitchen. You do the kitchen. That's what
to be real.
The kitchen counter is like your
when you make me mad, I put my headphones in and I clean the entire kitchen and wash and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. To the point where one day I thought, I think she just picked a fight because she didn't want to do the dishes.
I don't really agree with that because you are so helpful anyway. Like if I cook,
I'll accept that.
You clean. So I don't want to think every time you're doing the dishes, you're ticked off at me.
Yeah, that is true.
Like that's not good.
I clean anyway.
But I think we both do that. Like I usually go into my closet. So I'll start picking up the pile of rejected outfits. and hanging them up, or
which thanks to quarantine is becoming a bigger pile.
It's just
the stuff that we can't wear.
Yeah,
it's becoming a bigger.
It's no longer rejection because of fashion sense. It's rejection because it doesn't fit.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think we just kind of got into a place of a little bit of complacency, and you and I are both, I would say, newly to this relationship. We're both very emotionally connected to each other, and we draw a lot of strength from each other. And we spend so much time together that if there is something negative going on, even just slightly negative, gosh, it blows up quick. It's like fungus. I mean, it just gets bad really, really quick. And I know that's a nasty, like, I can see your face, like, there's a nasty analogy, but
I think it's perfect.
It is nasty. Like, it gets nasty so quick. And I think we're both very stubborn as well and strong-willed. And so we'll let it get kind of bad because we're like, well, we don't want to back down from our principles, you know?
And again, for the listeners, like, we both were single parents for a long time and just in control of everything. And I think even in both our past marriages, you can tell me if you don't agree, but we were kind of in control of everything even then. And so we're used to it all being our way. And then whenever somebody comes along and suggests a better way or a different way, it's better, you know, if I suggest it, then, and it's not met with that, then it creates friction.
Well, and also because of being single parents, like, all of our identity or most of our identity was wrapped up in our children. And so when another person comes in to try to take over or even interject, or I think our defenses go up pretty quickly. And so we've come to a place of understanding in that area, of dividing and conquering. It's a little bit different. I would say it's easier for the man to do that because they're kind of in charge anyway. It's a little more difficult for me as the wife and the mother, because I think ideally, just because of how my faith has taught me, is that there is some submission to you and there is some rearing of young men in this home that, like, I want them to see that you're the head of the home. And that's a difficult task when you're not their birth father and you haven't been around the whole time.
Yeah.
And so it's a delicate balance for me to find a place of, like, respecting you and loving you and also doing what I think is best for my kids. And so that was probably one of the main, like, little feeder, feeder funguses, I think, that started it.
Feeder funguses.
Yeah. And then I think it just, we can slip into, and everybody, it doesn't matter whether you're a blended family or second marriage or last marriage or whatever. but I think we can get into these mindsets of just, once something goes negative, everything's negative.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've hurt my feelings, then you did the dishes, but there's water all over the kitchen, you know, or you didn't dry them, or nothing got put up correctly, or you did that, but you forgot to pull out the chicken, or, you know, I guess I'm going to have to do dinner. You just get into this negative mindset with each other that is so easy to do when you're hurting and when you feel like it's something unjust is going on or you've been offended or whatever. And so I spent a little bit of time thinking about just how to like your spouse and not just love them. And this just comes from, like, personal experience. And I'm not saying this as a PhD in parenting or in spirituality or anything, but just boots on the ground the last week trying to make it work. One of the things that I have to tell myself is that we're on the same team.
Yeah, that's a huge key.
We're on the same team. And even though, for the most part, you parent your kids and I parent my kids, we both want to raise, you know, godly children. We want to raise respectful young men. We want to raise men that'll go out and be able to lead a home and take care of a family and a home. And so we may get there different ways, but we're on the same team. We're on the same page. And I know that if I did ask you to back me up and was really specific about what I needed, that you would be there, that you're going to be there for me. I think it's a lot easier for you to be there for me than to not, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
if I ask you to step down a little bit and just let me handle it, even though it's going to cause me some consternation with the boys.
That's my biggest struggle. It's absolutely right. I have no problem backing you on anything you say whenever, but stepping back and just letting you do it is a struggle because I'm like, oh, it's going to make her mad. It's mm-hmm. going to be, you know, and if I just, my nature is to step in and be like, let me fix this. Mm-hmm. And that's not always good.
Right. Well, it doesn't fix it.
Yeah. It just, I mean, it would if you'd let it.
No,
but,
it just causes more problems. The other thing is.
That's another podcast.
That's another. Let's duly noted. What number, what episode are we on? Did we even announce that?
I have no idea. I didn't even look. I think 53. We're on episode 2 of season 2.
Episode 2 of season 2. The other thing is doing the work, whether you're the husband or the wife, just doing the work to figure out what you need. Mm. Sometimes we're just so, and I think we got into this with the snowstorm and just life, we're just plugging along, and we're exhausted at night. We wake up, we start over, we do it again, go all day, 18 different directions, finally crash out, do it again. And if... I actually was visiting with a friend of mine, and she said, what do you need? Like, what would be the biggest change or thing that could happen right now that would just alleviate some stress? And I didn't even have an answer. Like, I was just so almost just whacked out on my own emotions and just being fried and stressed and everything that I didn't have an answer. So I think it's really important, especially as the wife, we tend to have a lot more going on in our heads, like emotionally and
yeah.
taking care of everybody, that I think it's really important to do the work to like figure out exactly what you need. And in most cases, if you have a loving, committed partner, especially, you'd have to be a pretty hard-nosed person, don't you think, for me to say, hey, it'd really just help me out if you did lunches every day. And then they ignore you. Like that, then you have another problem.
Yeah.
Then, there's another
then
layer.
Then you start introducing as your second marriage.
Which leads me into the third thing that I was going to say is seeking outside help. I mean, if it gets to the point where like you're just not seeing eye to eye and you can't, you're not making any progress and you're just in this cycle of hurting each other. You know that I'm a strong proponent of counseling and therapy and that kind of thing. I think it just helps so much to get, validated in some of your feelings and also just give you some breathing room. It really does remind me of that alligator that you talked about in the lake that was, I mean, the lake is frozen over. It looks like things are going out and they just have their little nostrils up and they're breathing and they're just breathing. And sometimes that's where you feel like you are.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you are in marriage. And I think that sometimes a therapist can come along and go, hey, here's a little hole. Here's your snout. You're breathing. And then let's thaw things out.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a thaw coming.
Yeah. We'll get to the better place. So that, yeah, that would.
Don't get discouraged by all the horseshoes around your snout right now. That there's a thaw coming.
There's people laughing, but you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Seek outside help. When, you know, we were just bombarded with all the stuff with the kids and all that, I started reading Calvin and Hobbes, and there was some passages in there that really,
I'm just looking. I'm not commenting. You don't hear me.
No, it is good to have a third, you know, party to talk to, and just for them to be able to say, okay, this is not that big of a deal, or it is a big deal, and, you know, this is what I suggest, and so.
And if you can't, I know that money is an issue right now. If you can't afford, like, therapy, I would start with probably your pastor and just kind of.
And there's churches that have free therapy and stuff.
Yeah, I'm.
What we're doing is
I'm pretty scared of that kind of thing, but.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying that's a start.
But it is. It is a start.
Because I have had horrible experiences with therapy, and I've only had two different people, but
literally two sessions.
No. I've had about 12 sessions.
I'm kidding. I'm messing
but
with
you. One of them, the guy didn't offer solutions. Mm-hmm. Like he told me that a set up front. He was like, I don't offer solutions or anything. I just have you guys talk, and then you'll discover, you know, what's wrong. And I was like, oh, well, that's,
which means they're not
can't
trained.
We just talk. Yeah. And then the other one, and it was supposed to be a Christian therapist, was. Didn't want to discuss the affair, didn't want to discuss the abandon, like none of that stuff. And I was like, no, but that's why we're in here, because this has caused a huge problem. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, we're not here to discuss that. We're here to talk about your kids and how to, you know, get them past that. And I was like, well, no, they're angry because of what happened, you know? And so anyway, bad experiences.
And so what I would say is bring your knowledge of the scripture in with you. And if it's not coming from a place of truth,
right,
then, and your red flag is going up, then that's just not the place for you. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
That's where I was headed with that.
Yeah.
Is that just because I had two bad experiences, I have lots of friends that have had really great breakthroughs with the right therapist or with the right, you know, counselor and stuff. But there are churches and stuff. What we're doing is we've picked a therapist and we're just having her on. She thinks she's doing our podcast every single week, and she's not charging us because she's getting, you know, supposedly publicity, but.
That is not true. You would not want to put our therapy sessions on the podcast.
No. We kind of do, though.
We do. I guess we do. Yeah. We're actually kind of doing it right now, aren't we?
Yeah. So shout out to our therapist, which is our smilers listening. So if you'll just let us know, do you think Sarah is wrong?
No.
And she should help out with the dishes.
I should.
More at night.
But I'm not going to.
Instead of putting white out on her toes. Those do look so good.
This is a pedicure. This is what's in right now.
Yeah. Why do they call it a pedicure?
Peda is foot, like podiatrist.
Is that Latin?
I'm sure there's a Latin root there.
Don't you teach Latin?
It's my off day. Yeah, it's my off day.
You teach Latin.
We haven't gotten to feet yet.
Okay.
Get
you're just
off
down
me.
To
we're
elbows.
We're doing the to be and I can verbs.
You know you're almost done with the year. You better get to the foot.
Yeah. Better get. That's the last week.
Oh, okay.
Last week we do the foot.
Finals.
Okay, I'll just like rush this a little bit. Cultivating shared activities. You and I got to the end of a really rough week this week and just some challenges as parents and a family. And what was encouraging to me is when the poo-poo hits the fan, so to speak, you and I like lock arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's one of my kids, one of your kids, an outside thing.
It happened to be my kid this week. Let's just go ahead and
call
it.
But we lock arms and just... love on each other and face it head on. And to me, like, that's super encouraging. Like, that's what you want, you know?
So, yeah, I want to jump in because I'll forget this thought. But that was kind of what we were saying at the beginning was, like, I know you love me, but I also, as your spouse, want to feel like you like me.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll be more likable.
Well, that's exactly the point I was going to make.
Oh, shoot. I was going to make a joke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are laughing right now listening to this because they know that I'm probably the most likable person in the world. And so they know that's a joke. But you okay?
Yeah.
Got the COVID?
I got the COVID.
Do you? So it's a two-part thing, though. You want to let your spouse know that you do like them, because ultimately you should know that your spouse loves you. But I think it's a big difference to make an effort to let your spouse know that you also like them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not receiving that, maybe tweak some things to be more likable. Like, I think that really is a good... Lesson, are you listening? You should be taking notes right now, Sarah Smiley.
I did tweak some things. I tweaked a lot of things.
You did.
Week.
I'm going to brag on you. So we had a pretty big bombshell. A doozy dropped on us with the kids. See, we would be so great if we didn't have the kids. If it wasn't for the chillins.
We'd have a great marriage and family life.
We seriously would have. Mm-hmm. We would never podcast because.
We would not.
We'd be busy, but
we're not podcast.
But kids are constantly, and we had a
if
big
you haven't
thing.
Had kids, don't do it. Just
yeah,
don't
just
do it.
Don't
like, rent one, borrow one.
You can have ours.
Play one.
Yeah,
one just, at the park or something.
Just try
then give
out
them back.
Ours them back. For a month. Mm-hmm. We will. They can be sponsored for $32
no,
a month.
Our kids. Yeah. Our kids would have to be sponsored for like $275.
No,
a
I'm
month.
Saying we'll pay them $32 a month to sponsor our kids, but now they're not going to do that because they're going to know it costs more.
Mm-hmm.
But we did, and I will say, because we had this conversation about, like, I know you love me, but it'd be nice to feel like you also like me.
Mm-hmm.
And when all this stuff happened with one of our kids, we did. We locked arms, and we were like, you know what? We're, like, there wasn't a, well, this should have happened a long time ago, or this should have been, you know, put in place, or, you know, it was like, okay, how do we love on this kid right now?
Actually, that's not what I was thinking.
Well, hold
I was thinking, how do I love on you? I'm being serious. Being serious.
But loving on me allowed me to turn around and make hard decisions, but also love on my kid, I think, in the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you had my back on that. So, yeah, I think that's a big thing for married couples or people thinking about marriage is that you've got to have each other's backs, like, through it all. Like,
and remember why you fell in love. I remember just trying to cultivate like loving thoughts towards you. And I know that sounds like bad, like I was in a really bad place. It's not that. It's just busyness and selfishness.
A lot of distractions.
And thinking about the kids and, you can spend a lot of your time and effort on your kids, and it really is just a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Because you can go love on your kids or play basketball with them or take them to get a taco or whatever it is that like brings that little moment of joy, and they love you. It's like a puppy dog.
Yeah.
So it's like getting a little hit of love, and you're really just kind of running from your spouse or getting distracted from it. So I really tried to think of like why I fell in love with you.
Did you go back and watch my clips?
I did not go back and watch. That's not why I fell in love with you. I never even watched your stuff.
I know.
Ding-a-ling.
It used to drive me crazy.
No, but I really did.
I got good stuff.
I really did fall in love with you for a lot of reasons that I don't remember right now, but I did at the time.
Well, we don't have time.
That's what it is. I'm only on point number two, so we'll have to do a part two on this. But anyway, really, it
kind
of goes back.
We're never podcasting again.
It kind of goes into that keep it positive thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, I can sit here and think about all the things that annoy me about you, honey, on biscuits, or I can think about the positive things about you that you...
I do want to publicly apologize when there are people listening. I put honey on a biscuit, and I am so sorry.
Oh.
I should have not put honey on a biscuit.
You are not even apologizing for the right thing.
I don't know my place or time.
Holy moly.
Guys, I was putting honey on this biscuit, and
no,
I was...
this is after, like... eating all of your food with your hands.
I
all
was
of it.
So enjoying our
Y'all,
Sunday after church meal.
It was all over his hands, his face, the plate, the table,
we
the
were
chair,
at home.
His pants.
Nobody was filming me.
It was...
I was in my safe spot,
disgusting.
I thought.
Disgusting.
And then all of a sudden, I felt a
There's
pair
not
of,
a safe spot when you're eating.
There was an alligator eyes. It was peering up through the ice.
Yeah, all your boys going, how do we eat, Dad, when we go out in public?
No, the kids were gone, by the way. They had left the table by then. And I just... I
with
bit
their
into
napkins,
this biscuit,
washed their hands.
And there was honey. There was honey dripping all down my face
oh,
and on my hands.
So bad.
And I bit into that thinking, you know what? Life is good. And I turned around and you're just staring at me with these daggers.
No. You had the biscuits on your plate with already sopping in honey.
Yeah.
It literally, like if you'd picked one up, it would have run on your hands, on your face already. But right. Before you picked it up, you got the bottle and you put more on there.
You know why? I got tipped well the day before on the Uber Eats and I felt like... I could be a little more...
It was. Anyway, like I said...
A little more elaborate
I'm
with my
getting
honey.
Chest pains right now thinking about it. So let's just focus on the positive.
So don't focus on the bad things. Mm-hmm. Try to focus mm-hmm. on the good things. Maybe that's why journaling is good, is you write down the things that you really do love about your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep this little pamphlet here with all the stuff written on it. A little flyer.
I'm going to tattoo it on your forearm. Okay, last but not least, which really probably should have been the first thing,
okay.
is praying for your spouse.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about, dear Lord, please change this man that I have inexplicably committed my life to. Right.
Yeah.
Or woman. I think that's the wrong angle. Because, again, you're focusing on the negative, you know? Teach him to use a fork. Drop forks from the sky every time a meal is placed on the table.
Lord, if you can drop manna and quail... You can drop some utensils.
You can drop some forks. No, but I think that you should pray to respond graciously, to have grace with your spouse and to just meet them where they are. And just that I've said this out loud to you and I've prayed it specifically this week just for God to teach me how to love you. Because even whether you've been married 3 years or 30 years, you have to keep working at it.
Yeah.
You have to keep working
even
at
if you're
it.
Just on your second marriage, like don't wait till the third. Go ahead and put in some effort on this
if
one.
Or if you're on your first.
Yeah.
And you just can't hold on.
But it is work, and you have to show up and do the work. It can be a job, and I'm not saying that as a negative thing. It's a job to love your spouse, and you need to show up every day and do your job. And prayer is a big, huge help to that. Like that's a big...
It's the foundation, I would say.
Yeah.
If you have any other comments, Bob Smiley, would you please share them right now?
I had no idea where you were going with
that. I know. I was going to plug the phone line, and then I was like, well, but does he have anything else to say? But that sounded too sweet.
No. I love you, and I like you.
Aww.
And I think that is important to let your spouse know. So if you're married and you're listening to this, first of all, your spouse should be listening with you. Like what? Maybe that spouse is already too far gone if they're not listening to us.
You need to cuddle around the fire and pull up the next episode of Hook, Line, and Smiley.
Hook, Line, and Smiley. But you need to
Hook, Line,
and let them know that, yeah, that you not only love them, you like them.
And show them. And tell them what you like.
Yeah, maybe get together.
Like, I love your ears.
Make a sandwich. Why are you focused on that? And I
have
the headphones on.
Covered up right now with the headphones. I really do like your ears.
I look like 5-0 when my ears are out, but I look like a turtle.
No.
When my ears are pushed back.
I love messing with your ears.
But so we did get some feedback. Do you want to plug our phone
number? Yeah. I think if you have any questions or comments or you've just missed us, what have we missed? I mean, we've missed you
guys
too. So
we got an email that I'm going to read it. Can I read it?
I haven't said the phone line.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Read it.
All right. Hey guys, how come you guys don't ever say the phone number on the website? All right, go ahead. That was the end of the email.
So if you want to talk to us, our phone number is 760-576-4532. Or that is 760-5-SMILE-2. SMILE-2.
And you can leave a voicemail. That's we played at the beginning of the episode was voicemail, and we've got several other ones. But we got an email that I wanted to read. It said, hey, guys, I just want to let you know that I'm 13, which I think that may be our 12-year-old that was listening last year, and now
they've had a birthday.
They've had a birthday. Anyway, it says, and I love the podcast. And then this kid makes a joke by saying, I love how Sarah has to fight to get in a few words. And how Bob gets off track all the time, which does not happen.
Yeah.
Also, far-fetched. I'm still reading this kid's email. Also, I would absolutely love to make a bingo chart of all the usual phrases that you guys say, especially this phrase. Oh, we're probably going to have to edit that out. I like that because I can relate because I do have to edit a lot of the stuff out. I'm going to edit this email out probably. And he says, okay, that's all for now. And then P.S. My woo moment is that I'm starting to play the cello and I love it. What does a cello player say when he or she knocks on the door, your front door?
Cello.
No, here's your pizza.
And then, I like mine better.
Yeah, yours is pretty good ad lib. And they wrote, PPS, if by chance this went on the podcast, please don't say my name. And I won't. And then PPPS, I really like how much you two love each other. That's kind of our topic today. It is very encouraging, especially in this day and age. And then this kid wrote, this email is way longer than I was expecting. Sounds like a podcast I know of. So he or she listens to Potty Break because that used to happen all the time on Potty Break. Tim would just keep talking on and on and on.
I'm reading ratings on our Apple podcast.
Okay, well, she's pulling up ratings, and this will be the last part of the podcast. But our phone line is 760-576-4532. Let us hear from you.
Be sure to leave your name
and number.
Where you're calling from.
Yeah, leave your name and number.
No, we don't need your number. But a lot of people leave messages, and we don't know who they are or where they're from.
Yeah, so let us know all that.
And make sure you're speaking clearly, because we will put you on the podcast. If
That's
you
right.
don't want to be put on the podcast, you need to let Bob know.
Yeah, and I
might
need,
do it anyway.
And just consider it like an audition for, you know, in case I need a co-host for a week that I don't.
Unless
that,
I need a co-host.
All right, well, let's close with ratings. Did we get any ratings?
We did. We've gotten quite a few. Some we may have to delete because they're random or negative. One is great insight on actual family blending. This is from Jackie D, and there's like a heart. With a number 3. You know, I used to do that with emails.
Yeah.
I'll have you know, I downloaded iTunes and created an Apple account solely to rate this podcast.
Come on.
Being a listener through Google Podcasts from the beginning, I felt like it was time to finally rate it. I really appreciate the honesty and transparency from y'all when discussing the struggles of blending families. I just recently married beginning of this year and blending my two kids who've never had a father figure.
There
long,
you go.
Long story. His one kiddo and our parenting styles has been interesting. Sister, I hear ya. It is nice to hear other perspectives and be reminded we aren't alone and there are others who are farther along in it and are still at it and we can learn from. I also really enjoy the laughter and silliness. My husband and I goof off in a rather similar manner, which gives me a level of comfort while listening to y'all banter. Look forward to new episodes for sure. I thought that was so
good.
That's
really good.
Yeah. So thanks, Jackie. Email us at hooklineandsmiley@gmail.com and let us know you heard us read your review. We'll send you some little special.
Yeah, send us your address and
Bob's
we'll send you
office floor.
Something from the office floor, which is cluttered again, by the way. So you probably get some good stuff.
You probably get some.
All right, let's do one more because we're way over now.
Okay. These guys are so fun. This is Authentic Joy by BC Grad. Actually, did we already do that one?
I don't know.
These guys are so fun. I love their story and how authentic they are. They share life with us and are completely real. I appreciate how, no matter what, Jesus is the number one star of this show. May God bless Bob and Sarah for the joy they share through this show and for the joy Bob shares when giving people a chance to laugh.
See, Jesus is the number one star of our show because I do not want to take the blame for anything that happens on here. So it is all up to God.
There's another one that's really long, but there's some good ones. Y'all go check them out. And if you haven't left us a rating on our Apple podcast, it really helps boost us up in the list. And yeah. So it exposes us to more people.
I actually did some research. And you know what helps boost that is ratings and then comments and then putting out a podcast. Is you would be surprised at how that will help get our...
I don't like you right now.
Anyway, this has been Hook, Line, and Smiley. We hope you guys have had an incredible week. We hope it's full of woo moments and...
not poo moments.
Doesn't it feel good to be back?
Get back to those dishes.